Good morning. This meeting of the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee will come to order. It is now 8:04 a.m. Thursday, April 25th, in the State Capitol Room 124. Members present are Representative Westlake, Representative, Tallarico, and Co-Chair Fansler, and myself, Rep. Parrish. We have a quorum to conduct business. Please take this time to silence your cell phones for the duration of the meeting. Before we begin, I would like to thank Lori Rowland, the House Community and Regional Affairs Secretary, and Benton from the Juneau LIO for being here today to provide a transcript and recording of our meeting. My committee aide, Nate Graham, is here to help with any member needs during the committee meeting. We have one order of business today, SB 633, Regulation of Smoking, version 30-LS0024/9. It is my intent to hear the remaining amendments and move this bill out of committee. I'm going to hand the gavel over to my co-chair, Representative Fansler, since I have amendments to introduce.
All right, thank you, Co-Chair Parrish. Can I have a motion for amendment number 3?
I move that the committee adopt amendment number 3.
I'll object for the purpose of discussion.
Thank you, Representative Tallarico. There is an objection. Representative Parrish, can you please explain what amendment number 3 does?
Certainly. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Also, if we could have Senator Michicki first and his aide come forward. Thank you for being here, Senator Michicki. And I'll note for the record that Representative Sadler, Representative Rauscher, and Representative Drummond have joined us. And that way we can have everyone that's involved here speak to amendment number 3. Representative or Co-Chair Parrish.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Following our conversation during the last committee meeting, there was some issue around the word freestanding and the definition of freestanding buildings. This amendment seeks to get at the maker of the bill's intent that we shouldn't have two buildings sharing air with smoke traveling back and forth between them while accommodating a lot of really old structures in Juneau, which even if they've got firewalls preventing all air circulation between them, still share a wall and thus would be forbidden under the statute as it's written from having any sort of consumption of smokable products in one. So this would delete a freestanding building and insert freestanding. It would also define freestanding to mean a building that does not share ventilation or airspace with an adjacent structure, and smoke from the building cannot travel into the adjacent structure, which I believe answers the concern of the maker of the bill, while still not imposing undue limitations upon businesses.
Are there any questions from the committee? Representative Drummond.
Thank you. Is Mr. Chairman, is freestanding is that a new definition of freestanding? And did freestanding not exist in anywhere in statute before?
If I may.
Absolutely, Co-Chair Parrish.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Freestanding, for the purposes of this bill, the main purpose of it was to say that if someone's smoking over here, that they won't be adversely affecting people next door. And so this is a new definition, and I'd like to thank the Lung Association, I believe it was, for helping me arrive at this formulation.
Representative Rauscher.
So then just to clarify, through the chair, to clarify, we're a representative from
Spinard.
Spinard was going, so this just defines itself solely on its own,
yes.
Freestanding. Good, thanks.
Further discussion, Representative Tallarico.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I just wonder, since we've the bill sponsor has been really good about coming here, I wonder if maybe I could get his feeling on the amendment.
Senator Machicki.
Thank you. Mr. or through the chair, Representative Tallarico, this bill is about exposure to secondhand smoke, and this amendment seems to separate secondhand smoke from an adjacent building, and I think that's the only intent of the entire bill. So that's I find it satisfactory. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Further discussion on amendment number 3. All right.
Mr. Chair, I'll remove my objection.
I will continue an objection to take an indulgence and ask several questions of either co-chair Parrish or perhaps Ledge Legal or someone with a better legal mind than myself. But I have a particular worry that we're now defining freestanding as a building that doesn't share airspace. And to me, airspace seems like a vague definition. Furthermore, it says, with an adjacent structure and smoke from the building cannot travel into the adjacent structure. I could definitely envision a situation where we have two buildings very close to one another with two open windows right next to one another where smoke could then travel into the adjacent structure and thereby negating what I think would have been a freestanding building under the previous definition and now no longer saying it's a freestanding building.
Shall we get Ledge Legal on the line?
Yes.
Currently we have the Division of Public Health, Division of Behavioral Health, and the American Lung Association online.
If we can try to pull up Ledge Legal, that'd be great. Do you want to respond to that first, Co-Chair Parrish?
I think it's a, I hate to say it, but I think it is a valid concern. Although it's really strange to think that by opening or closing a window, a building would become freestanding or not freestanding. It does reveal a bug in the amendment that I've presented. Although, in principle, smoke can travel well a good distance. It looks like a good senator might have something to add.
Senator Machicki.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Originally, we had attached to and supported by, I think supported by, if you're worried about the definition, I think supported by retains the structural definition of freestanding. I think the second part of it satisfies what Representative Parrish was concerned about, that it doesn't share ventilation in a place like downtown Juneau, where the buildings are attached but not supporting one another, right? There's just not room. And the bill is not going to be perfect on guaranteeing that not a single molecule of smoke makes it from one place to another, right? I mean, even with the separation distance outside on a windy day, I mean, it just, life isn't perfect, and it's not going to be. So two things. I think in the old definition, it also had supported by another structure, which may help sort of what you're talking about. It does actually have to be a separate building to be freestanding, so that the engineers in the room would agree that that satisfies that piece of it, and then not the remainder of your number one here. I think it satisfies both, perhaps.
Let's see. Adjacent structure.
And it's my understanding we're having Ledge Legal come on the line to give us a little insight as well as to their interpretation.
Adjacent structures. Adjacent. Why did we use adjacent instead of adjoining? There's a significant difference between the words.
I will leave that to you as the amendment maker, Representative Drummond.
It's sounding like we need an engineer or an architect in here to help us define things that I know those folks define every day. I would hope that a building adjacent or adjoining another building is not supported by that other building. That would make the engineers crazy. And in some, those are usually called firewalls when buildings are actually up against one another but do not share structure, but the walls in between have to be firewalls and have some kind of, you know, number of hours that they resist passage of fire, which is why they're called a firewall.
There was a concern.
Co-chair Parrish.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There was a concern raised about smoke traveling from one space into another through the power outlets, which is, who would have thought? But it's a legitimate concern if it can wreck your retail.
Representative Drummond, follow up, then we're going to go to Representative Sadler.
Which of these amendments are we discussing right now?
We are discussing amendment number 3. It's 30-LS0024/N.11.
N.11, okay.
Yes.
I also, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also have one in front of me, N.6, that contains the words adjacent and supported by another structure. So I'm slightly confused. But the one that is in front of us is N.11.
I believe.
And if it was, if the wall is a firewall, it is not a firewall if it has wiring going through it in a hole. That's, penetrations are not permitted. It's got to be, you know, okay, impenetrable.
Mm-hmm. Can't say for sure, Representative Gentleman, but I believe N.6 was the amendment that we had last time that had a conceptual amendment made to it. That the conceptual amendment did not pass, but the amendment, the main amendment, did pass, if I recall correctly. Representative Sadler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Regarding the question of whether adjacent or adjoining is the maker of the motion's prerogative to insert whatever word he wants, but I would observe that I would consider adjacent meaning near. Adjoining means connected. You might say that the Terry Miller building is adjacent to the state capitol, but the Tom Stewart building is attached, even if only by the but I think that the point that does not share ventilation or airspace is probably the more compelling limitations or conditions. So certainly the what we'll call colloquially the T-slab and the capitol are adjoining but do not share the same ventilation or airspace. And
I argue with that.
I guess I'd just also say that this is kind of tertiary to the main import of the bill, so if you want to put adjacent or adjoining, Mark's next to me.
Thank you, Representative Sadler. Representative Drummond.
I believe smoking is already prohibited in the Capitol and its related buildings, and that skywalk connects the two, so they do share airspace and structure. And if you were to open a smoke shop in the basement of the Tom Stewart building, which is highly unlikely, it would not be permitted because it shares airspace with the Capitol. So speaking in terms of what I've observed about these buildings, they definitely share airspace.
Mr. Chairman?
Perhaps it depends how lucrative it is to open a smoke shop in the building. Representative Sadler.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I have to note the irony that we are meeting here in the Ramona Barnes room, whose proclivity for the Virginian product of smokeability was legendary, and I just wonder how she would feel about having a smoke shop in the basement of the Capitol.
She would probably like it. Are we at ease?
We are on the record still, but let me give you an update. It is my understanding that Ledge Legal, the drafter of this amendment, is not in until 9, and Ledge Legal is attempting to get someone online. It is my recommendation, as the current co-chair, that we place amendment number 3 to the side until we get someone from Ledge Legal, and perhaps look at amendment number 4 unless there's further discussion from the committee at this time.
I will withdraw amendment number 3.
Total withdrawal?
I can offer it again after withdrawing.
I move to place it on the table.
I move to place it on the table.
Okay. Thank you.
I moved it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Hearing no objections, we're going to place amendment number 3 on the table. We can take it back up when we have someone from Ledge Legal to go on so we can operate at somewhat efficiency. Do I hear a motion for amendment number 4?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I move amendment number 4.
Okay. And
I'll object for the purpose of discussion.
Thank you, Representative Tallarico. We have an objection. Co-Chair Parrish, can you explain what amendment number 4 does?
Certainly. Amendment number 4 mostly cleans up grammatical clunkiness. Currently it reads, nothing in the statute prohibits a municipality from adopting an ordinance imposing additional limitations on smoking or additional duties on employers, owners, operators, and other persons who are subject to the requirements of the statute relating to smoking. This would amend it to read, nothing prohibits a municipality from adopting an ordinance imposing additional 1, limitations on smoking, or 2, additional duties on employers, owners, operators, and other persons who are subject to the requirements of the statute related to smoking, and 3, limitations on smoking in an outdoor area at a municipal park designated as a children's playground. So it slightly explicitly expands the authority of municipalities and saves us a grand total of 2 words.
Is there any discussion from the committee regarding amendment number 4? Senator, or
oh, I'm sorry. Once again, I was going to say if I could hear from this.
Offer one. Senator Machiki an opportunity to comment regarding amendment number 4.
Thank you. If you go to page 7, line 9, I can easily state that I'm supportive of the amendment. But if you go to section 18.35.331, conflicts with local requirements, nothing in this bill prohibits a municipality from making an ordinance that's stricter in any way, shape, of form is already in the bill. Of course, Ledge Legal isn't here, but they can. This is just sort of the foundation. They can make anything stricter in any piece of this legislation that a municipality chooses to do. So if you look at line 11, that includes additional limitations on smoking or additional duties on employers, owners, operators, and other persons who are subject to the requirements of this bill. Your amendment number 3 certainly clarifies that in a third way. So
amendment number 4.
Pardon?
Amendment number 4, but yes.
Your line 13, number 3, which mm-hmm. adds to that section that I was referring mm-hmm. to, it clarifies that even further. So it certainly doesn't hurt a thing. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Further discussion from the committee. Representative Tallarico.
Mr. Chair, I'll remove my objection.
Okay, the objection has been removed. Hearing no further objections, amendment number 4 is adopted. And I'm still waiting for Ledge Legal.
That looks like Senator Machicki is.
Senator Machicki.
Mr. Chairman, could I respectfully request an at ease?
Certainly. We'll take a at ease. Back on the record, thank you very much. After a lot of great discussion, co-chair Parrish.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move an amendment to amendment number 3.
Conceptual amendment number 1 to amendment number 3?
Yes. It would amend it to read, freestanding means a building that is not supported by another structure and that does not share ventilation or internal airspace with an adjoining structure, and smoke from the bill cannot travel into the adjoining structure.
Does everybody...
Freestanding means a building that is not supported by another structure and does not share ventilation or internal airspace with an adjoining structure, and smoke from the building cannot travel into an adjoining structure.
Brief it is.
Brief it,
yeah.
Okay. Does everyone have the amendment, which essentially includes replacing the term adjacent to adjoining in the two places it appears, on one on line 8, one on line 9, and it also adds into line 7, is not supported by another structure, before the does and does, and then also adds internal before airspace on line 8. Senator Machicki, can you please speak to this proposed conceptual amendment number 1 to amendment number 3?
Thank you. I think so the concern was places like downtown Seward and downtown Juneau, you have 100-year-old buildings that are attached, but they're separate buildings, and we don't want to make it this bill restrictive so that you couldn't have a smoke shop in one of them if it was freestanding. And so the definition now says that if the buildings, as long as they're not supported by another structure and they can't exchange air in between them, then that would truly be the definition of a freestanding building. So they're independent buildings. If you had 3 in a row and you took out the middle one, the other 2 would be self-sufficient, which means they would have the external walls that Representative Drummond was concerned about, and I think that's a legitimate engineering concern. So I think it satisfies what the committee was looking for on allowing a business in that type of freestanding structure.
Okay. Is there any other discussion regarding conceptual amendment number 1 to amendment number 3? I don't believe we ever had an objection to it. So without further discussion or an official objection, we will say that amendment number 3 has been amended to include conceptual amendment number 1. Are there any further discussion points for amendment number 3? Hearing none, I will remove my objection to amendment number 3. And that means that amendment number 3 is adopted. Amendment number 3, yes, as amended with conceptual amendment number 1 to amendment number 3 is adopted. And it looks like we finally have Ledge Legal on the line. is there any further amendments that we have?
I would like to move conceptual amendment to the bill number 1.
I believe this would be conceptual amendment number 5.
To the bill?
Yes, VIV 4. Oh,
thank you. Conceptual amendment number 5 to the bill, which will be a request to revisit the definition of freestanding in a future committee of referral.
Any objections?
Intent language.
Intent language. Is that an objection, Representative Sadler?
I'll object for discussion.
Okay, that sounds good.
I think that may be a bit redundant. I think any subsequent committee has the full rights to make an amendment. I think intent language that might be just something you might want to communicate to the next committee referral. I don't know if that's necessary to put that in intent language. It's implicit in the passage of a bill from one committee to the next that they have the opportunity to review, consider anything. So it's well-intentioned. It might be a bit redundant. Might not, but my thoughts.
Thank you, Representative Sadler. Mm-hmm. Co-Chair Parrish, response?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think, actually, this would be a fine moment to refer to. Well, no, we don't want to revisit that amendment right now, as we just finally got it passed. I do think there is some merit to specifically calling out a part of the bill as being unfinished. And while I could certainly do that off the record with the members of the subsequent committee of referral, I think I would feel more confident if it were tacked on to the end as a please revisit this.
Representative Rauscher.
Could he do that with his check mark under amend?
That would be another way to also send that message. This would be a more explicit way, perhaps. Any further discussion on conceptual intent language amendment number 5? And Representative Sadler has left, so I will... Representative Tallarico.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It seems like we've actually stated that as an amendment to the bill. And I would agree with Representative Sadler. I think the prerogative of the chair is to actually pass along to the chair of the next committee of referral a request to look at that might be more appropriate than actually putting intent language within the body of the bill itself for the bill to be clean and move forward. I believe that intent language would have to be removed. If it's actually inserted into the bill as an amendment. So I would, if I could be so bold, I would suggest that we possibly move the bill as it's written with our particular amendments and then allow both of our chairs or either of our chairs, but probably both of our chairs in agreement to just make that suggestion to the next committee of referral. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Co-Chair Parrish.
Thank you. I take Representative Tallarico's remarks well. I think that the thought that I would be imposing an additional motion upon some future committee in addition to the one which I request is I could just talk to him. I will, therefore, withdraw my conceptual amendment.
Okay.
I believe Rep. Sadler has to remove his objection first.
Certainly,
I don't believe so, but that's
okay.
Fine. Yeah, Rep. Sadler.
I think I just voiced a concern. I did not formally make an objection.
Okay.
Well, I'll remove my conceptual amendment at this
conceptual time. Amendment number 5 has been removed, and I believe that is all the amendments that Representative Parrish has. So I will pass the gavel back to Co-Chair Parrish.
May I have a motion on this bill? I'm sorry. If there are no further questions from the committee, and having no
discussion points,
no further public testimony online or in the room, is there any further discussion on this bill?
I'll Take one moment.
Representative Benzer.
If you can indulge me, I would like to say that I think we thoroughly vetted this bill. And, I think we've said it many times, we can't let perfect necessarily be the enemy of good, and that's why I think it's appropriate that we have before us a bill that can move. And everyone has had plenty of time to voice their concerns, so I am in support of moving this bill at this time.
Representative Rocher.
Yeah, thank you, through the chair. There was a lot of comments that came in during public testimony about e-cigarettes, okay? And I believe it was over 85% that said that they kicked the habit because of e-cigarettes, okay? Now, I know that a lot of people have called in that said that they should not be in the bill, okay, because they don't pertain. But there were a lot of people that gave that a, you know, so I think that there's some merit in there that just needs to be recognized. Even if this gets passed out of committee, I just believe that we need to recognize who called in and why they called in and what was their reasoning.
I'll respond to that briefly. While I worked for a group home with people experiencing mental illness and secondary issues, there was a gentleman there who self-medicated through nicotine. He smoked a great deal, as did many of the other residents. And I actually helped persuade him to transition to vaping, because I thought it was a less harmful option for him to self-medicate. Of course, it would be ideal if he quit entirely, but I don't think that was going to happen at that point. However, I've subsequently seen him since leaving that profession, and he has managed to quit, so I'm not insensible to the notion that vaping can be a transitional product. I don't think it's good for you. And therefore, I think it deserves some degree of restriction. I'm not entirely convinced that it should be at the same level. However, in deference to the public testimony, which was extensive, and I have my notes here, I believe, we had dozens of people testify that vaping explicitly should be included in the bill. And so I did not offer an amendment, and I also believe that the overall health consequences are unclear at this time. And pending better data on the long-term effects of vaping, I do not feel it's appropriate to distinguish it too far from smoking. Representative Rusher, was simply your intention to get that acknowledgement on record?
Yes, before we voted.
Thank you, Representative Rusher. Are there any further comments from the committee? Seeing none, may I have a motion for the bill?
Yes. I move to report Senate Bill 63, version 30-LS0024, /N, as amended from committee, with individual recommendations, attached fiscal note, and intent to inform the next committee of referral to review the freestanding issue. Thank you.
Are there any objections to the motion? Hearing none, the motion to pass SB 63, version 30-LS0024, /N, from committee carries. We'll take a brief at ease to sign the bill documents.
We will now come back to order. This meeting of the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee is adjourned at 8:59 a.m. Thank you all.